What's good? What's good? It's your girl Ernisha. Welcome to For the Love of Ernisha podcast. Today's date is December 30th, 2023 at 6:22 p.m. What's good? What's good, y'all? How y'all feeling? How y'all doing? Excuse me. I've been laying down all day. It was a cloudy Saturday out here in Vegas. I don't know what's going on. Like, if it's going to rain, just rain. You know what I mean? But, how y'all feeling? I'm feeling okay. You know, I think I need a new couch. Because mama was sleeping, taking a nap over there. My back is killing me. That's how you know you're getting older, man. Shit needs to be comfortable. So, I guess I got to put that on my list of buying stuff. Including my mattress. Like, I need the mattress that you push the button and it goes up. Because, baby, my back, okay? And then I keep gaining weight and then losing weight. But as I'm getting older, I'm gaining more weight. So I got, like, really a woman's body right now. Like, my ass, my thighs, it's like, it feels big to me. Even though people be like, you ain't that thick. I'm like, shit, yes I am. Shit, knees start hurting, but that's life, honey. So, I just want to give a life update of what everything's going on, and then I'm gonna do a mental check, and then I'm gonna get into the topic at hand. So, life update since I did a full episode. Okay, so the last episode I did was September 2022. So, since 2022, I have a beautiful niece. Her name is Zoe, and my sister Jewel had her, and she's the love of everybody's life. She's the life of the party. She dances. She's just a lovable child, okay? Even though she's an Aries. Nah, I love my niece. I love her. She is like, oh, man, it's like life-changing. And she's my world. Even though she's my niece, she's really like my daughter. Like, I let her do anything she wanted to do. And not to say too much, they had came out here for 3 months, y'all. Like, when she left here from Vegas to go back to the Bay, my niece Zoe started walking. You know, she started talking more, and now she's just having a whole conversation with you. You know what I mean? And she's only one. And I'm just so happy that Zoe has a beautiful mom that's my sister. And my sister is doing really, really good with her educational part of her life, you know, teaching her how to, you know the shapes and colors, and her ABCs are 1, 2, 3s, like you should be teaching your kids. But the average 1-year-old, not including my niece, but some 1-year-olds don't know how to say nothing. And my niece is like talking up a storm. So that happened. And then my other sisters, they're doing good, you know. London, I think, is about to be 19. And then the baby of the crew is going to be 18. So, I'm just getting older. And they getting older. And we just getting older. So I love all of them. And then my best friend LaSonia, she's doing well, and my godbaby Sanaya is doing good, and you know, everything is everything with them. And then my best friend Isaiah, he's doing well too. And then my girl Judith, you know, she found love. I'm just happy for her, you know. And everybody, the closest people to me, is doing good. Family doing cool. We lost 2 family members back to back. We lost our cousin in 2022, and then we lost my great auntie this year. So, yeah, it's hard losing people in your family, but you know they're in a better place, and you know one day you'll get to see them. You know what I mean? It's just for me because I love family. I love family, and I don't. You know, we can have our ups and downs, but I love family at the end of the day, because that's, you know, and they say blood is thicker than water, and it is, you know. And sometimes you can still love your family members from a distance, and that's okay. You know what I'm saying? And my dad's doing good. My mom's doing good. Everybody's doing good. You know, like I said, on my mom's side, it's just been a little rough because we've been having back-to-back. But, you know, God got us. And, you know, we just believe in God and just got to keep moving. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that I'm not still grieving. I'm still grieving about my cousin. I'm still grieving about my grandma. My grandma passed away in 2005. You know what I mean? So, I mean, the grief come in different waves, but, you know, we got to keep it lit and do what we need to do while we're still here on Earth and do what we have to do to get by. But, yep, so that's the life update. And then, I don't got no man, y'all. I'm talking to somebody, but I don't think it's going to work. But, you know. It is what it is. I'm the type of person, like, I try not to rush stuff. Because a lot of people, I ain't gonna say a lot of people, a lot of females, because I don't see males doing this as much, but a lot of females don't like to be alone. They rush into stuff, and I'm the type of person, I don't like rushing into anything, because what if the shit fucked up? I mean, we could just have sex, and you go by your day, and I go by my day. And, here goes some tea, some little tea. So I'm not gonna say his name, of course, the person I'm talking to, but he just recently had a baby, right? Mind y'all, we're not in a committed relationship, we're not exclusive. You know, he do him, I do me. We're basically friends with benefits, okay? So he just recently had a baby, and it's crazy because he didn't tell me, but I felt something. You know what I'm saying? Like, my intuition was like, something ain't right with him. You know what I mean? So when he hit me up to hang out and stuff, and I was like, do you got a baby or something? And he was like, mind you, he don't post as much on social media. He don't do none of that. So it was just my intuition. Like, I just felt something. And he was like, I'm gonna just be real with you. Like, yeah, I got a kid. And I was like, oh, okay. I said, congratulations and everything. Mind you, I was a little hurt. You know what I mean? Because he didn't have no kids, y'all. Like, this is his first kid. And in my mind, I was like, eventually, you know, I'll be, you know, we both will have our first kid together. But it is what it is. Like I said, we're not exclusive. Child, we just going with the motions. And, you know, when people have kids, they still attached to the woman or whatnot. And I expect that. Like, I'm not motherfucking delusional. Like, oh, he's not. No, I know what it is. It might not be what I think, but I know what it is, and I just gotta accept it. You know what I mean? Still talk to him or don't talk to him, whatever case might be. But I told him congratulations, and, you know, we still hang out or whatnot, but it's just weird because it's like, dang, you know, you didn't have no kids when I first met you. And, of course, I don't have no kids, so I was like, ooh, it's gonna be our first. It's both of us gonna be our first. But, you know, stuff happens in life. You know, people be fucking. So, yeah, but I still talk to him, and he's the only person I'm talking to. And that's crazy for me, because, you know, I'm a player from the Himalaya, but safely, okay? But I'm going to get into that in the other topic, but I'm very safe, okay? Let's talk about it. But usually I have a 5 on my roster. It's only one person I'm talking to. So that's that. But, yeah, do I want kids? Because people keep asking me. I do want kids. But I'm not pressured to have it. That makes sense. I'm not stressing about it. I'm not worried about it. If it happens, it happens. You know what I mean? It's no pressure, you know? So that's that. What else? Let's see. What else? I'm letting my hair grow back. My hair is growing back, y'all. So in February, your girl's getting braids. I know that's right. So I ain't a little bald headed no more. And I don't mind it. Because y'all just don't know. Many times I was like, I just want to cut this shit off and start over again. It's just something about a bald head. And some people can rock a bald head and some people can't. But me personally, I can rock. I can't talk about it for everybody else. But I can rock a bald head and just, I'm just beautiful. You know what I mean? The vibes still be vibing. Because be having a bald head, you ain't gotta do nothing. All you gotta do is make sure you oil it, condition it, shampoo it, brush it, put your oils in, put a wave cap on, go about your day, okay? Because the waves, I was making these niggas sick, okay? I'm telling you. But yeah, I'm growing my hair back. And I'm kind of in my soft girl era. I always got my feet done. That was like feet and eyebrows always was done. Always was done. But then I started getting my nails done again. And it's crazy because as a teenager, I stayed with my hair done every 2 weeks. Nails done, feet done. But as an adult, you know, I have more responsibilities right now because I'm the one that pay my rent and pay my bills. As a teenager, I ain't paying nothing but my phone bill. You feel what I'm saying? So that's that. That's a little update for y'all. So mental check-in. Today I feel, I ain't gonna lie, besides my back hurting, I'm mentally drained because it's like, and I don't like taking medicine like that. So I'm just gonna have to thug it out, eat something. It might take like, because you're supposed to take two of leaves. I'm gonna take one. Besides my back hurting, I'm having a good day. I'm at an 8. That's my mental check. My mental check is 8 because mental check is 1 the bad. 7 is like, okay, like bad, good. 8 through 10 is like you're good, right? So I feel like I'm at an 8 right now. Besides my back is hurting. But that comes with this couch chair. I gotta figure out, like I said, how I'm gonna get this couch out and bring a new couch in. So we just gonna go with the motions. But besides that, yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. I'm just ready to just conquer the world. So let's get into the topic. Ooh. So this topic is like, it's gonna be everywhere, but y'all gonna understand like the main thing I'm talking about. So I don't know what's going on in the world. I know this has been happening since the time, because it, and you know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't happening. A lot of us wouldn't be here because it was happening, but it's just getting out of hand. Like, I feel, and it's not just one particular, you know, gender. It's both genders. You know what I'm saying? So, the topic at hand is, why do people feel so comfortable having unprotected sex and okay with getting STDs and maybe HIVs and AIDS? You know what I'm saying? Why do people feel so comfortable not taking care of their health, you know, and making sure they just take care of themselves, you know what I mean? So, personally, I haven't had a STD, okay? So, and if I did have one, yeah, like, We're gonna be real. Let's just I'm gonna back it up. So I'm about to be really, really honest. So I know a lot of people be like, what? So I did. So this was when I was younger. So I was young and, you know, not having sex with a lot of people, but you know, stuff happens or whatnot, and I had got an STD. Thank God it was curable. And after that STD, I haven't got nothing. Okay, so this was when I was a little bit younger. So I'm 36 now. This was like in my late 20s. So I know a lot of people are like, oh my God. Like, it happens, you know what I mean? So like I said, my STD was curable. You know, was I happy about getting it? No, but I was so thankful it was curable and it wasn't HIV or AIDS, right? Or hepatitis B or something that's not curable. So after that, you know, I would still, you know, go to my doctor's appointments and stuff. That's how I found out that I had an STD, because I had went to do blood work and she was like, you got this, we'll do a woo. She was like, you got to take this antibiotic and it'll be away. So then, you know, I took the antibiotic and then, you know, I went because she was like, she just wanted to make sure it was out of my system. So the next 6 months, we made the appointment, went back, got my blood, took my blood and everything was negative. And at this point of being 36, I do this every year. I do my annual checkup of everything. When I say everything, even if it's no outbreak or whatever the case might be, I do blood work. I get tested for every motherfucking thing. Liver, kidneys, everything. So, this year, of course it's gonna be negative because I am out here just busting it wide open, okay? So everything is good. I mean, I'm good, negative. Being 36 years old and getting STDs and maybe potentially, you know, it's just a lot of stuff out here you cannot get rid of. And it's just crazy to me that people are not taking their health, their body, into consideration of like, girl, you can get something that are meant... A girl or a dude, you know what I mean? Y'all can get something that you cannot get rid of, or you can get an STD that is curable and you don't know it because you don't go to the doctor and it's in your body, girl, and then now you can't have kids even though you don't want kids, but you might want some kids and you can't have it because you took too long to go get the STD cure, the curable STD cure, you know what I mean? So that's my story. I know a lot of people's like, oh, you can't get tested for herpes unless you have an outbreak. Bitch, I'm a different type of individual. Shout out to my doctor. She is black. And I tell her, even if I don't have an outbreak, I still want to get tested in my annual checkup. And girl, I do. So, I don't have nothing, baby. I am all negative and highly favored because guess what? I wear condoms. Now, have I ever wore not a condom? Of course, but it was with somebody I knew all my motherfucking life. And he goes to get his annual checkup, and it's an understanding. Like, we would wear condoms, we wouldn't wear condoms, but it's not like I'm not wearing protection with somebody I just met tonight. You know what I mean? Just for example. Not saying I never had a one-night stand, okay? But with that one-night stand, I can be fucking drunk. I used to be drinking, y'all, like bottles on bottles of bottles and smoking weed. So I will crossfade. But best believe I'm going to have a condom in my motherfucking purse or in my motherfucking jacket because I ain't about to have a one-night stand and get something that I can't get rid of or get something that I got to keep going to the clinic for. Coochie smelling, okay? We don't like coochie smelling, all right? The only time your coochie should kind of smells when you on your motherfucking period. Besides that, bitch, this coochie do not stink. It don't stink when I'm on my period. It just smell like, you know, blood. You know what I mean? But my thing is, it's a lot. I can't even say an age group either. It's a lot of males and females out here having unprotected sex every week or every day. With people they don't even know, like I said, when I say it, do what you gotta do. Get your rocks off. But I feel that you should protect yourself at all means. I don't care if you go with a girl or a dude or both. Because you can protect yourself if you have a lesbian or a bisexual encounter. You know what I mean? You can protect yourself, but people don't want to take the extra measure. They're lazy. They just want it. They so horny. They just want to, you know, fuck or lick some coochie and... You know what I mean? Because you can protect yourself from anything. It's just up to you and your mental state of mind. Like, okay, I need to protect myself. Even though I'm pissy drunk. Or if I'm motherfucking high. Or if I'm both. Like, I still need to protect myself. And most people, y'all, 2023, it's a lot of people in different age groups. Because I was about to say it's my sister generation. But it's really not. It ain't no generation. It's everybody from my sister generation to my generation to my mama generation to my daddy generation. That's a lot of motherfucking generations. So it can't just be my sister generation because I know people my age that's catching stuff. And thank God it's curable that, you know, they ain't tell me their whole motherfucking history because I ain't their motherfucking doctor or their motherfucking partner. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of people around my age group that are out here having one night stands or even just fucking females raw and these girls fucking the dudes raw, and then now they coochie stink, and then now they gotta keep getting going to the damn clinic to get treated because they coochie stink. Okay, so I just feel like ain't nobody safe. Like, I just feel like if a female or a male wants you to fuck them without a condom the first time you meet them, that's a red flag. Hello, I don't give a fuck. Like, I could be horny as fuck. And if I say, oh, I got a condom, and you say, no, we don't need a condom, I'ma sober up real quick and leave your ass where you stand. You know what I mean? Like, that's disgusting. I just feel like, okay, you can fuck every week, fuck every day and stuff, random people, do what you need to do. Okay, get your rocks off. But I just feel like it's just crazy how people can just be in the free clinic every week and get in motherfucking tested every week to see if they got an STD. Like, that's so sick to me. Why do all that and all you have to do is wear a condom? So bitches be saying, and males be like, oh, I'm allergic to condoms. They got condoms that's not, you know, latex. They got condoms that can make it feel like it ain't no condom on, but it's a condom on. It's stuff out there that can help y'all, but y'all choose to go bra with a random and be in the clinic every week. That's disgusting and that's nasty and that's a big red flag on both parts, because girl, your coochie stay because you let all these niggas nut in you, and the dude is nasty too because it's just a lot of fluids going back and forth. Like, girl, you got this type of motherfucking STD because you letting these niggas hit raw. You don't think he just hit Quisha down the street and Becky down the street and Vanessa down the street then came to you? That's three different pussies. And then you, the fourth one, you don't think they just gonna go in you because he fucked all three of them bitches raw. Now he about to fuck you raw. Now you stank. Your coochie stank. Your coochie about to fall off. You getting bumps on your coochie. You know what I mean? Now you gotta go to the clinic every week and figure out what the fuck you know what I'm saying? Because this particular STD might not be curable. You know what I mean? It might be, you know, it ain't life and death, but bitch, why you walking around with a stinking ass coochie? And nigga, why you walking around with a stinky ass dick? Like, I just don't understand people. You know what I mean? Because people might think that I could talk about fucking, sucking, whatever the case might be, okay? But I'm not that girl to just be fucking random dudes. Like I said, I did have a one night stand with an individual, but after that one night stand, it wasn't a one night stand no more. Okay, we was in a full blown relationship after that one night stand. And best believe, we wore a condom. I wore a condom with him when I was giving him head. I know a lot of people might think otherwise. Are you a prostitute? No, bitch. I was protecting my mouth and my coochie. So I wore a condom both. Okay, cause he was not my nigga. It was just I was 21, 22 at the time, and I needed, you know, get my rocks off, and I had a condom for his dick and his, and for, you know, so when I gave him head, I had a condom on his dick. When he put his dick in my vagina, he had a condom on, cause I didn't play that, you know what I mean? I didn't play that, so, I know some people might think, oh, this and that, but baby, I could pull up my recent, because I got recent results of my blood test of everything. Like I said, even if you don't have a breakout, bitch, I still want to get tested for herpes. So I don't want to hear that. People be like, oh, you got to get tested when you have an outbreak. No, bitch, you can still get tested. You need to just tell them. They can't read your motherfucking mind, and you might not have an outbreak, but I need to know in my blood. So, boo-boo. So it's just wild to me, because I mean, this ain't no particular person, but this happens a lot. So a lot of people tell me their business, and you know, it is what it is, and I'ma keep it, I ain't gonna say the person's name, but she ain't the only one, and it's a lot of people that I hear or encounter. So, you know, So I know some males, let's just put this out here, I know some males and females that went through this situation, okay? So in particular, this individual told me that her vagina smelled. And then it's crazy because weeks before that, it was a male that told me that his dick was smelling, just to be smelling. He was like, I take showers or what the woo. And she said the same thing, and it still smelled. So I was like, okay. I told both of them, I was like, well, I feel like y'all need to go to the doctor and get tested for your blood. I said that's why it's important to get your annual checkup, because you can find out what it is that's making your coochie stink and what's making your dick smell. So, and then the girl was asking me, have I ever experienced my coochie smelling after having sex? And I told that bitch, no, no. I told her the only time it really like have a smell or a stench is because I'm on my period. But besides my period, no, my coochie do not stink. It don't have no odor or nothing. It's just, it's a coochie, okay? Because I don't put soap in my coochie, okay? Water is only supposed to go inside of the coochie. If you don't know, females, let me give you some game. Do not put soap inside your coochie. Inside the lips, okay? Soap is only supposed to be out. Even the outside of it, I'm careful. I wash my outside with my hands because, you know, soap, it can drip, and then the soap drip in my coochie. Inside the lips. So, me, bathing and stuff, I take soap and rub the outside of my lips, you know, with soap, and then so it won't be soap. So you're not supposed to wash the inside of your coochie with soap. It's only supposed to be water. Again, females, do not wash inside your coochie with soap. It's only supposed to be water, okay? So, and she was like, oh, it might be the soap. And I was like, I don't think it's the soap. I said, I think you still should need to go to the doctor. And she was like, you know what's crazy too? I don't understand why females and males don't like going to the doctor. I just don't understand. At least do your annual checkup so you know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Because they recommend, like, if you get a new partner, you're supposed to go to the doctor every 6 months. And then, or just do your annual checkup. I don't understand, but whatever. So then she came to me. She called, and then the dude too, he was like, I told him to go get his annual checkup or whatever. And he said the same thing. He was like, I think it's the stuff that's making my dick smell and all this shit. And I was like, hold on, y'all. I gotta drink some water. Let's back. I told him he needs to go get, you know, tested for his blood and stuff so he can figure out, you know, what's going on. Excuse me, y'all. So then the next day, right, she called me and she was like, oh, the doctor said it was from not having sex in a long time. I said, girl, I said, that doctor lied to you. Okay, because it was many times I don't know how long she ain't had sex. That ain't none of my business, but girl, let me tell you, not having sex for a long time and then you have sex, your coochie do not stink. Okay? And I told her, I said, that dude gave you something. I said, you don't gotta tell me, that's your business, but your coochie is not gonna stink after so many years. Your coochie is fresh. Your coochie is fresh not having sex because ain't nothing been in it. So how was all of a sudden your coochie stank when you have sex? No, you had sex unprotected and that nigga had some and gave you something. And she was like, girl, nah, you ain't no doctor. The doctor told me it's because I ain't had sex no time. I said, okay, whatever. But in reality, she know that nigga gave her something. Talk about her coochie stank. Girl, okay, whatever. And then the dude said it too. It's just crazy how people want to downplay stuff. And like I said, it's their business to, you know, to tell the truth or not tell the truth. I ain't God. But you gotta be real with yourself. It's like, okay, I did get something from this male, this female or this male, and I need to let them know to get tested so it's nothing serious. You know what I'm saying? Because it's crazy how people just, you know, judge people because if they do get burned, you know what I'm saying? But as long as that, as the individual don't keep getting burned, you know what I mean? Because you might have an STD and it's curable. Thank God, thank goodness you caught it, whatever the case might be. But some people will know that they have an STD They know they have STD and they need to go pick up the antibiotics, but never get to it and just walk around with the STD. That's disgusting. Even if you know you got an STD, you should go get it cured so you won't continue to have it, right? Because the average person, that I'll say 50-50. So 50%, if they know they have an STD and it's curable, they'll go get the antibiotics and take it. The other 50, go get tested. The doctor tell them they got STD. They'll never go get the damn antibiotic. So it's like 50-50, and I feel like people need to take care of themselves. You know? Whatever the results is, you need to take care of your health. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it's you. And then it's shady how people do have these long-term STDs and diseases, and don't let the individual know that I got this, I got that. They just fucking and putting people in a place that they can't even take antibiotics or get curable stuff to make them feel comfortable with whatever they got that's not curable. That's the fucked up part too. That's why I said thank God. And I'm gonna repeat myself because I know a lot of people might listen to me and judge me. I don't give a fuck because half of y'all got motherfucking STDs and don't go get a curable. Or you do got some STDs and you don't know you got STDs because you ain't been to the doctor. Okay? You ain't been to the doctor since you was 15 years old and you 36 years old. Get the fuck out of here. Okay? So for me, like I said, mine was curable and I do not have it in my system. That was when I was like 25, 26. And mine was curable. And I thank God it was nothing like life-threatening. It could have been life-threatening if I found out and don't get it, go to the damn pharmacy and get it, the antibiotic. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't get that STD that is curable, cured in the time span that you're supposed to, it can live in your body and it can start eventually hurting your organs. And then, we know what's after that. You know what I mean? So thank God I had something that was curable. As soon as the lady told me, she said, go to the pharmacy here. The pharmacy was right in the place. I went there. She said, take the antibiotics, and then we're going to retest you within 6 months from now to make sure it's out of your system. I got retested, and guess what? It's out of my system. And she said, I'm glad you listened to me, because she was like, most people that I tell to go get the antibiotics, they don't get it. She was like, she said the same thing, basically what I said, 50-50. She said, some of them go do it, and then I retest them, they don't have it no more, because they follow instructions. Some people, I tell them, they don't go do it, and then when they come to me 6 months, it's full-blown something else because they didn't get the antibiotics and take the antibiotics in time. Now they gotta go to doctor's appointments to make sure their organs are still working. So, you know what I mean? So, y'all go do your annual checkup. Like I said, like, do that. I don't give a fuck if you're married, in a relationship, bisexual, gay, a lesbian, whatever the case might be, go get your annual checkup on everything. The dentist, the eye doctor, and your motherfucking body. Go get everything checked. Now, I gotta go to the dentist, y'all. I didn't go to the dentist. So I gotta go to the dentist in January. But everything else, I got my eyes checked. I went to go do my annual checkup, my breast check, and everything. So please go get checked, because you can save your life and the next person's life. But some people don't give a fuck. They just don't care. They just like, God got my back. God got me. God. God has your back, but God is telling you to go handle your business. But when the business, when that situation of your health is really, 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 really at risk, then you want to call on God. But God been telling you, okay, go get checked up now. Okay, go get, if something come back, go get the antibiotic, go get what you need, the resources for you to get better. But some people just, you know, like to, you know, just live life on the edge, and that's okay. But thank God I don't do that, okay? I do not live on the edge. And it's crazy because when I did get that that curable STD, I was in a relationship. with my ex, John. I was in a relationship with him. So he must have got it from the girl he was cheating on me with. And then I found out, and then I went to go, you know, I went to go do what I need to do. I don't remember if I told him. I might have told him. I don't know. But I know at the end of the day, I have to say myself, because most of the time he wasn't around. He was with the next bitch. You know what I'm saying? So thank God that my STD was curable, and I'm still, you know, I'm still free from everything. I'm just grateful and thankful that I practice safe sex at this old age, okay? And the person who I have sex with, you know, is practicing safe sex. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just thankful and grateful. I say that all the time. Like, I can pull up my test results, baby. Like, baby, it is negative, 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 negative. Everything is negative. Negative, negative, negative. And you know what's crazy? I'm 36, right? That happened between 24 and 26, right? Y'all know that she told me, because this one I was still in California. I was not out here in Nevada. So it's crazy, because she showed me. She was like, I seen that you had got tested for this when you was 20. I think I was 25 or 26. When you was 25, 26. I said, how can you see that? And I was in a whole nother state. She said, she don't know how it came up. You know, she put my name down. I guess the system generated it. And she said, that's crazy that I seen that, you know, you got test, you know, after you had that, you never had it again. I said, baby, because I protect myself. And I said, I know I was clean at the time, but the person I was with would cheat on me, obviously, right? And she was like, oh my God. She was like, that's crazy. And I said, that is crazy. You know, I'm 36. That happened between the age of 25, 26 years old. And your girl been negative ever since then. Man, negative, 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 negative. Okay, and I hope you negative. Keep it that way. I know a lot of people gonna be shocked, and I don't give a fuck, because half of the people can't even bring up they test results, because like I said, they ain't been to the doctor since they was 16 years old. Okay, and they my age ain't never been to the doctor in their life as an adult. And don't even know what a blood test is, and don't know what to ask for. So I don't want to hear nobody judging me because of my past mistake of trusting the nigga that I was in a relationship with. You know what I mean? But I handled my business, and to this day, today in 2023, your girl is negative of every STD. I do not have HIV and AIDS. Thank the Lord. I don't have syphilis. Thank the Lord. I don't have gonorrhea. Thank the Lord. I don't have trichomonas. Thank the Lord. I don't have chlamydia. Thank the Lord. I don't have hepatitis B, A, none of that. I don't got nothing. And I'm grateful and thankful that I practice safe sex. There's nothing wrong practicing safe sex. And like I said, if you want, like, it's crazy because after that too, like I said, that if I don't know the person that well, even if they show me their test results, I still have conscious, you know, if I'm giving you head, I'm putting a condom on your dick. If you're trying to come inside, get your dick inside of me, you're wearing a condom. Like, I don't know you like that. Even if I know you like that, I just don't know you like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm really protected by my body. You know, I can have fun. But when it comes to this body, baby, the health of this body, baby, we gonna wear it. We gonna protect it, okay? Now, if I get married or in a relationship and have a kid with somebody, I'm still gonna wear protection. We still gonna get tested because I don't trust you. Like, we can't have a fun night, I get pregnant, okay, whoop. You're still gonna get tested. I'm still gonna get tested. Like, I feel like people that's in marriages get tested. I ain't never been married, but have been engaged. We're still gonna get tested. We're still gonna get tested. We can be married for 50 years. We still gonna get tested. Cause you doing something you ain't got no business to, or the female doing something. You know what I mean? But yeah, I just don't understand how people just freely be like proud that they're not, they're having unprotected sex every week with random niggas or random bitches, and just be proud to say that, and then going to the clinic every week to check to see if they have some. That's like really fucking with their brain cells like that. I feel like that's a mental thing. And hopefully people, you know, learn from their mistakes, because like, what if, and I ask these individuals too, what if you get something you can't get rid of? Well, I guess it is what it is, you know. God got me. I said, okay. That's crazy. That's wild to me that people just out here just raw dogging. Like, today is the 30th, right? Tomorrow's New Year's Eve. So, you know, a lot of people gonna be raw dogging. People gonna raw dog for the rest of their life, but you know, people will be raw dogging tonight, maybe yesterday night. Yesterday, I mean, you know, they're gonna be raw dogging on New Year's Eve. This is gonna be a lot of raw dogs. There's gonna be a lot of babies being made. A lot of people get diseases that they didn't ask for, or they did ask for because they didn't wear no condom. You know what I'm saying? People really live their life on the edge. Don't worry about their body health until something dramatic happens. And then now you want to worry about it. You should have been worried about it, especially being a grown-ass person. If you over the age of 21, you know about condoms. I mean, 18 too. 18, because people, let's be real, kids are fucking at age 14, 15 years old. But I'm just saying, as a grown adult, though, because as a kid, you don't know better. And God forbid, if your kid gets something, you know, they got to learn from their mistakes too. But that shit is crazy to me, because why? Why are you having unprotected sex and you're a grown ass woman or a man? I just don't understand it. And then, oh, it's just disgusting. Like, it's just cringe. So basically, yeah, it's just a wild, wild west out here. And I would just be scared. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been messing with this individual for almost 2 years, or almost, I think it's 2 years. I met him, it's 2023. Yes, yeah, I think it's been 2 years. And that first year I met him, I didn't have sex with him. I call him Grills. I had sex with him. But this year, we started having sex. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Because people be thinking I'm just doing the most. I haven't gave him hair yet. He ain't gave me hair yet. We just be having sex. Because I just don't feel... I'm so comfortable with him. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not comfortable with him yet to give him head. Even though he been wanting to give me head for a long time. And I just be like, nah. I don't have to say that. It's just my body language. So, all we do is fuck. I'm gonna be honest. And it's fucking fabulous. Okay? His dick. It's beautiful. But, yeah. We just be fucking. Safely. Because it's funny. Because he'll pull out a condom. I'll pull out a condom. You know what I mean? It's just like that. You know? And that's what's up. Because why are you just... Oh. Hopefully, 2024, people just let up and... Just wear condoms. Don't be out here with coochie stanking, dick stanking, just stanking. Oh, another thing is these trends of eating booty. Now, one of my exes, you know, I let him eat my booty or whatever the case might be, but I never ate no booty. I understand how females get off on that. Like, that's so disgusting. And then eventually I told him to stop eating my butt. You know what I mean? Like, that's disgusting. Like, what are we doing? Why are you eating my butt? Like, why are you in there? It felt good at the time, but as I got older, I'm like, I don't like that no more. Like, why are you doing that? So, yeah, that's out. That's out. But yeah, y'all, that's about it. I ain't got nothing else to talk about. I just want everybody to be safe. Okay? Tomorrow's New Year's Eve. Be safe out there. And if you are planning to have sex, fivesome, threesomes, have a condom. Have a condom. And no matter how motherfucking drunk you is, have that condom in that purse, girl. Have that condom in your pockets, dude. Okay? I just want everybody to be safe and healthy. Okay? I love you guys. Have a beautiful, beautiful Saturday. And until next time, love you guys.